conditions on your gifted Kasparov favor on Fischer Random. Isn't it that Slamming the door shut on a possible encounter with him, a chess encounter?
Yeah, yeah. Just forget about the old chess. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I'm not going to play the old chess anymore.
So isn't it like slamming the door shut on a possible game with Kasparov or whoever?
Well, that's up to the Russians.
Thank you, sir.
You know about Fischer Random Chess? You don't sound very positive about Fischer Random Chess. Have you studied my rules?
I still haven't played a game of it, but I'm acquainting myself on it.
Well, I think the rules are on Bobby Ong's the chess site in Manila. Well, get a copy of the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
You can pick them off of his internet site.
I will try to, sir. Thank you.
Okay, I think you'll like it much better than chess, because it's basically exactly the same, except
yes,
to get rid of all this theory.
Yeah.
This theory is just killing the game.
It is a boundless, possibilities, I think so, sir.
Huh?
It has very boundless, possibilities, variations, and,
I wouldn't say boundless. It's got 960 starting positions, but you have 960 times, more theory to memorize, and I don't think anybody's capable of,
memorizing
that kind of theory. So the people, players will be on their own.
And
move one, and that's really exciting.
And you remember they performed to Grandmaster Tori, right? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby, I think he has not played it yet, so he has not enjoyed the beauty, you know, but I think he heard about it already, but, actual playing it, he has not. That's why usually people who learn about Fischer Random or heard about this, the first impression, you know, they're a little bit afraid or hesitant.
I understand this because I love chess, and I'm not making it. I didn't invent Fischer Random Chess to destroy chess. I invented Fischer Random Chess to keep chess going, because I consider the old chess is dying, or it really is dead. A lot of people have come up with other rules of chess type games, you know, with 10x8 boards and new pieces and all kind of things. I'm really not interested in that.
Yeah.
I want to keep the old chess flavor. I want to keep the old chess game. But just making a change of the starting positions are mixed, so it's not degenerated down to memorization and pre-arrangement like it is today. The reason people love the old chess today is they just don't know. They're ignorant. If they knew that all these beautiful games they see, almost all these beautiful games they see in new in chess, especially between the Russians, are all prearranged, you know, they wouldn't like it. Then they wouldn't love it so much, but they don't know, you see. So to them, these beautiful games are dramatic and fascinating and interesting, but I know better.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Anyway, Bobby, I would like to introduce you to Mr. Fidel Fernandez. He's the sales manager of Mitsubishi, some commercial.
Okay.
Anyway, here in Kalasiao, the Gupan. Anyway, he was the one very much responsible for this interview. So I'd like to give it to you, okay, Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Here. Hello, Bobby. Hello, Bobby. Mr. Fischer.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm talking to the legendary Bobby Fischer right now. Bobby, I have two questions, right? Hello? Hello,
yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah. Okay.
This is in relation to the, you know, your endorsement of the Fischer Random chess, you know?
Yeah.
I have this question.
Yeah.
If your conditions on the aborted Fischer Karpov match were met at that very point, would you still see yourself endorsing Fischer Random at this point in time?
You mean the match that back in 75?
Yes, Bobby.
If that match had taken place, would I still be in Duloc, you know?
Endorsing Fischer Random right now? Because I believe you will still be the the undisputed.
I think I still would. Yeah.
Disregarding, even if you're still the world champion of the
car. What are you trying to imply? Get to the point.
I mean to say, if you will be still successful in the old.
I'm very successful. I beat Spassky in '92 for $5 million prize fund.
If you
win the title chess match, I'm very successful in the old chess.
I see. Would you still endorse Fischer Random then?
Yes.
I see.
I will endorse it. I would have endorsed it in '75, but it's become obvious after '75 what the old chess has degenerated down to.
I see. So the level, it's quite a memory work. The work is quite
the memory work and the prearrangement.
Prearrangement is obvious,
the
right?
The prearrangement is epidemic. Epidemic.
It has grown into epidemic proportions, right?
They talk about cheating in Olympic sports with drugs. Believe me, all this other cheating is nothing compared to chess. Because there's no test, there's nothing to see. Say you have a boxing match and it's rigged. You can see something, the way the guy hit and pulled his punches, Or if it's a runner like Ben Johnson, you can see he's too muscular. But what is there to see in chess? It takes somebody like me to take these games apart to understand that they're totally prearranged move by move. But for the general public, these goddamn... with hypnotists and protests and all. It's just a circus,
I see.
It's all staged. It's like wrestling. I was just watching some wrestling.
I see. It's all staged.
In the TV the other day, And let me tell you something. Everybody laughs that people go into these rigged wrestling matches. Oh, how stupid these rednecks are. They don't know. It's all a show. Let me tell you something. The chess world, they're more stupid than those rednecks. They're more stupid. And actually, those the rednecks, I think they know deep down that it's all prearranged. They just are out there for the show. But these damn chess players, they really believe it's real, Because the best magazines tell them it's real.
Thank you very much,
it's real. Yasser won. And the inside chest tells them it's real.
It's like a wrestling match, right?
It's worse. Much worse. Because those rednecks that have the common sense to know it's rigged deep down, they come out there to have some fun, to have some laughs, to root for their villain or their hero, But these chess players, they really take it seriously.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Okay.
Okay, Bobby.
Eugene. I'll tell you first right now on the radio.
What?
You know that book I was going to write about Karpov and Kasparov?
Yeah.
They robbed all my files, so it's going to be hard. I'll have to start all over again with my files. But I had a good title for it, which I never told anyone. You know what the title was going to be?
What?
Saturday Night Chess. Yeah.
What, like wrestling?
Yeah, right. It's an allusion to the wrestling. I was going to call it Saturday Night Chess. That's what they call the wrestling, Saturday Night Wrestling.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. And I had a good German title, too, For Germany, I was going to call it Schauspielers oder Schauspielers, which means chess players or actors,
Okay. Anyway, Bobby.
But believe me, this is staged. I studied that first Karpov-Kasparov match for a year and a half before I cracked it, what they were doing, and discovered that it was all prearranged move by move. There's no doubt of that in my mind. It's prearranged move by move. And I'll tell you something else. We're in a high-tech world today, Eugene. Why don't they ask Kasparov about my charges? that all of his matches with Karpov were pre-ranked move by move. Tape record what he says, and then put it on these voice lie detector machines, you know?
Put it on, do it,
you know. But of course, don't trust any Jewish experts, you know.
Anyway, Bobby, here's another chess fan. A fan of yours, he likes to ask some few questions. Okay, Bobby?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, wait.
Hello, sir. Hello, sir.
Yeah, hi.
I'm Mr. Nick Bosoza from Lingen.
From where?
Lingen. Lingen.
Lingen, okay.
Yeah. They bring it down from the Wuhan. So, I hear from your words a few minutes ago that you enjoy old chess, classical chess. So
I enjoy old chess. You say?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I'm interested in the new chess now.
New
chess. Random chess.
Okay, sure, I don't know. So, if they ask you to play with the computer, can you take it or can you pick the computer?
You mean official random chess?
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested in it. If somebody wants to put up some good money for me to play Deep Blue or whatever. Yeah. But real money, you know.
One more question is...
But official random chess, not the old chess.
Yeah, yeah. One more question is that I heard from your words a few minutes ago again, and that... it seems like you hate the continent. Yeah?
Could you speak up? I can barely understand you.
You hate your fellow Americans? U.S. government?
I can't understand quite. I can't make out every word.
I mean, excuse me.
I think he got lost, Bobby. He'd like to ask that it seems he heard from your words before that you hate your fellow Americans. That's what...
No. I hate the U.S. government, the Jew-controlled U.S. government.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
I'm disappointed that so many Americans allow themselves to be fooled by the Jews.
Okay, so, of course. Okay, let's clarify, okay. Yeah. Anyway, Bobby, before I forget, because I remember you faxed this Favor and Favor revision of your My 60 Memorable Games.
Let's take a look at that, Eugene.
But before we go to this, I showed to them also your game with, just one example, your game with Borbochan. They saw it, huh? They were aghast.
From the Batsford edition.
Yeah, from the Batsford edition. They could not believe it, you know, that such thing happened, you know.
Yeah.
And
absolutely vicious. They want to make me look like a horse's ass.
Yeah.
The Jews want to totally discredit me in every way. In chess, they want to discredit my integrity. In life, in every way, they want to discredit me. Destroy me, rob me. They can't stand me. They hate my guts.
Yeah. Anyway, Bobby, okay, we go back to this Favor and Favor. Now, you said here in the game Gudmundsson-Grunfeld Defense, this is game 19. This is game 19 in your original book, page 128 and 129. Okay, specifically 129.
Right.
And... you wrote here...
Why don't we run it up, Eugene?
What?
Why don't we run up the moves?
Okay, like from the beginning?
This book. Why don't we run up the moves quickly?
From the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, the original book is here. Pawn, queen, 4, knight, king, bishop, 3. Knight, king, bishop, 3, pawn, queen, 4. Pawn, king, 3, pawn, king, knight, 3. Pawn, bishop, 4, bishop, knight, 2. Knight, bishop, 3, castle. Queen, knight, 3, pawn, king, 3. Bishop king 2, knight bishop 3, queen bishop 2, and
okay,
now.
Right. Now here's my comment. Now after
White played queen to bishop two, no, eight queen to bishop two. Here, read my comment, Eugene.
Okay, I read now, okay? This is your original book.
Simon Schuster book.
Yeah, the original. Yeah. Probably best. And then, close open.
In parentheses.
Oh, okay. Black threatened knight to queen rook four, winning the two bishops. Then close parentheses.
Period.
Period.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
And then, more writings, okay?
Right.
Anyway, I read again the Favor and Favor, edition, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, exactly the same moves again as I mentioned earlier.
Right.
But then, again, in the same sentence, they've written here, you know, incredible, probably best. Okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
And then, close and open open and close parentheses. Black threatened knight to queen rook four, winning the bishop's pawn.
Period. No close parentheses, but anyway.
No close parentheses. No, there is, but after
that's another parenthesis. No, they just left off the close parentheses.
That's right. They just removed the close parentheses. Anyway, it's written here, winning the bishop's pawn. I think that's completely different with your original winning the two bishops,
right.
Which is correct.
It's not true. It doesn't. It was not threatening knight to queen rook four winning the bishop's pawn because white can simply play queen to rook four.
Yeah.
You see?
And then he's not winning the bishop pawn, no?
Right. Or you can even play queen to knight four for that matter.
Yeah.
You don't win the bishop's pawn. Now, this is a very obviously false note. I mean, and that's the point. Everybody's going to catch my in quotation marks mistake, you see?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, Yuji, 95% of the people who play this over are going to catch my in quotation marks mistake here.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the Jew bastard that Favor and Favor want.
Oh.
Fisher may, no, that doesn't win the bishop's pawn. Knight to queen rook four, queen to rook four, take back the bishop's pawn. Jeez, Fisher's not as good as I thought he was.
Yeah.
Maybe all these people who criticize him are right. I guess he really never was that good. It was just that he was got a lot of publicity because he was a real, he knew how to psych out his opponent, and he created controversies. He wasn't really that good in chess. Kasparov never would have said a stupid thing like that. Karpov would never have said a stupid thing like that. Even Capablanca would go way back to Morphy, would never have said a stupid thing like that.
Geez,
Fish is not as good as I thought he was. I guess his critics are right. This is vicious, really vicious and malicious.
Yeah, very clear that, I think it's very clear that it's intentional, you know.
Intentional, guys. You want a smoking gun about the Jews' hatred toward me, Eugene. You got it right here.
Yeah.
Because this is not even a question of some typographical error, because this, favor edition of, My 60 Memorable Games purports just to be a photocopy of the genuine Simon & Schuster edition.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Supposed to be photocopy? Maybe the photocopier had some errors in the letters.
I've never seen a photocopy with new words that jump on accidentally like this. I've made tens of thousands of photocopies, and maybe hundreds of thousands in my life. I've never seen a photocopy change like this, Eugene.
No, of course it's intentional. No, it's very clear. No, this is clear. Yeah.
And not only that, they came out with this edition. This is the 88th Favor and Favor edition of My 60 Memorable Games. And they came out with another edition of, coming out again. They call it the 88 edition. But on the bottom of the page, it says 8/10/97.
Oh.
Well, apparently, this is a newer edition because also the back cover has changed. The first 88 edition, the back cover talked about my retirement from chess, but this edition already talked about my 92 match with Spassky, see? So they've done it again with the same malicious falsification.
Okay, that's, that, I mean,